Part 4. The possibilities of iteration. Or, try, try again. Or, keep going, you'll get there in the end. Well, either that, or the end will get you. Extract from Name the Day Survivalist Forum. Subboard, ntd/strategic/Bible Study with OneCorn.
OneCorn is at prep to the max status. OneCorn has made 5,118 posts and received 17,555 thumbs up. Things get darker before they get lighter. That is the whole of the law. The story of Lot is fundamentally a story about survival, all the problems and self-delusions of survival. Lot and his two daughters, Moah and Amma, survived the rain of fire onto Sodom. Fine. They lost their mom first. Edo looked back. She couldn't stop being transfixed by the past. She couldn't walk a step further on. She turned into salt. Tears or the ocean or something inhuman anyway. A bare piece of rock salt. Life, for her, was over. But her daughters and her husband, you'd have thought, could have a brand new start. They were the sole survivors of a doomed city, whisked out of there by the messengers of God. They found their way to another city, Soar. Start again. Get hustling. Up by your bootstraps. Don't look back. Yeah, well, says Genesis, there are some problems you can't will your way out of. Trauma comes back again and again. The story of Lot is a story about how sole survivors are fucked. In the case of Lot, extremely literally. Genesis chapter 19, 30-36, loosely translated. CW, caves, alcohol, rape, incest, pregnancy, despair, internet. So they did get to Soar, but they didn't stay long. The story says Lot was afraid to stay in Soar. They'd seen one city burn to ashes. Maybe they thought it was going to keep happening. They had fallen out of the practice of hope. They moved out of the city and went to live in a cave, which I guess is what you do if you've stopped believing in cities, but you've also lost the skills of walking the land, wandering, hunting, and gathering. I think we can imagine they felt ashamed. One night, by the dregs of the fire, Moah said to Amma, "Where is this going?" Amma knew what she meant. Still, she said, "What do you mean? Are you really going to make me spell it out?" "You mean, are we going to live our lives in a cave, and first Dad's going to die, and then one of us will die, and then the other?" Moah said, "Wow, yeah, I guess that's what I meant." "Then that's where this is going." "And is that what you want?" God had taken their home, their husbands, their mother, their neighbors, their neighborhood, their safety, their security, probably also their sanity, given what's about to happen. They didn't feel they owed much to God. Lot had offered them to the mob. They didn't feel they owed much to him. All that was left was their own desire. The force of life that rises again every dawn. The desire of all creatures that we shall not be the last of our kind. I'm warning you again that this is going to get really dark. The sisters got wine somehow. Side note, they definitely knew there were cities. That's where they went to get the wine, clearly. You can't really make wine if you're living alone in a cave. They fed their father the wine until he was so wasted he couldn't tell the difference between his own daughters and the whores who used to stand by the gates in Sodom. He lolled back against the wall of the cave, and when there was a girl on him, Lot relished it like a dream of the world he'd left. That was the first night. On that night, Amma sat at the cave mouth and hummed tunelessly to herself and threw rocks down the mountainside. There was nothing to do and no one to talk to and nowhere to go. So, that's also an effect of trauma, right? Tunnel vision. The story tells us the girl said, "There's no man in the land to come for us in the way that everyone else is doing." They'd just been in Soar. They knew there were men. They knew what everyone else was doing. This is a story about what it's like to be the last survivors of your civilization. No one just gets up and walks away from that feeling fine. They knew there were other men, but they were stuck in this place, unable to walk away from their father. "How will we know if it works?" said Amma to Moah as she came out, wrapping her linen around her loins again. Moah said, "We'll wait. If it doesn't work, we'll try again." The second night, it was Amma's turn. Amma said to herself, "I do not need to be any better than him. I am certainly no worse. He offered this part of me to the mob. He has forfeited his right to choose or to tell me what to do. What does the world hold for me other than this? Bones and burning and the stench of the pit. My mother is not alive, nor yet is she dead. She has turned to salt, and I have no need to make sense of the world. I want a baby. It wasn't fun, but it wasn't difficult. It was easy to make Lot drunk again. He knew on the edge of his mind what had happened, but he did not want to know. On the first night with Moa, he drank without understanding. On the second night with Amma, he drank so as not to know himself again. We walk into illusions gladly, eager for release from our encircling selves. By contrast with the grasping mob of Sodom, what Amma did to her father was kind. There was no suffering. He gave 3 sharp grunts and fell back asleep. The golden rule is very clear. That which is hateful to you, do not do unto others. Let me simple that up for you. If you don't like it when something happens to you, don't do that to other people. It's the simplest thing you'll ever hear, and no rule is perfect, but this one is a pretty good yardstick for most of your choices. By the golden rule, the sisters should have known better. But people tend to think things are different after the world's ended, or when they've told themselves the world has ended. What comes after despair? Hope, if you're lucky. It is dark before the dawn, but the dawn always returns, at least on this planet. If you're not lucky, what comes after despair is brutality. Whatever has been done to me, that is what I may do to others, and whatever others have done, that is what may be done to them. That's how people live on the internet these days. It's the golden rule's dark twin. If I were feeling fancy, I'd call it the rule of salt because it crumbles at a touch and lacerates the hands every time it is used. The golden rule operates like a technology designed to direct us away from revenge. It hauls you back time and again to the certain knowledge of what it is you don't like. Do you not like it when people call you ugly on social media? Then don't do that to anyone else. Do you not enjoy it when someone tries to get you fired? Then consider very carefully whether it is ever right to do that to someone else. I know, it's so boring to get control of your feelings and think about what's right. But this is how we construct a society, okay? The golden rule is a vastly valuable social technology carefully passed down to us by people who fought their way out of darkness using it. Unfortunately, these days, quite a lot of people on the internet seem happy to live by the rule of salt. That's a rule of infinite vendetta. Scroll back years through a social media timeline. The worst thing you can find another person has done is totally legit to do to them. But then, that's the worst thing you've done, and it's legit to do to you. And on, everyone trapped inside this same worsening cycle. That's where we are right now with the media and the internet, stuck inside a cave with the worst person we know, finding increasingly degrading things to do to each other, and feeling righteous while we do them. Lot offered his daughter's vaginas to the mob, so they felt justified in doing what they wanted with his cock. That's the last we ever see of Lot in the Bible. That's where he ends, sitting alone in a cave, having involuntarily knocked up both his daughters. I think we can all agree, he might have gotten out of Sodom, but he didn't thrive.
Arturo Megadog is at bunkerborn status. Jesus Christ, you dig up some dark parts of the Bible.
Onecorn is at prep to the max status. Thanks, it's my special thing. You think anyone else is still listening?
Arturo Megadog is at bunkerborn status. This sub-thread has 4,610 followers. They're just all stunned into silence.
Onecorn is at prep to the max status. Reasonable.
Dan Sat Dan is at 1 tin of bean status. Okay, I'm gonna wade in because that's what I do, right? My guess is, in terms of survival, this is about not giving in to the urge to hide and stay small, right? Trying real hard to band together with other survivors, but not band together in a rape your dad way.
Onecorn is at prep to the max status. Welcome, Dan Sat Dan, to Disturbing Genesis Study Group. I love that you want to keep us on topic. Okay, so I've thought a lot about this, and these stories in Genesis have a lot going on in them. You can turn them over and over and never quite get to the bottom of them. This one is definitely about family, about passing on of family trauma. but it's also about surviving and the problems of being a survivor. And about, yeah, keeping on trying to get something from the worst person you know.
Dance at Dan is at one tin of beans status. It's about trust. Anyone who thinks that sexual assault and mob rule isn't relevant to an evacuation scenario hasn't realized what other humans are like. My dad was one of those Rambo guys. He loved fighting, and when he couldn't get what he wanted from the other drunks, he beat up my mom. He beat on me. He could have survived a nuclear event, but you wouldn't have wanted him in your bunker or your cave. Lot's whole family are a warning. You've got to be careful about looking back. You've got to be careful what you bring with you. The things that once kept you alive will end up killing you.
Arturo Megadog is at bunker-born status. Shit. Dan Sat Dan, I'm so sorry to hear that about your dad.
Dan Sat Dan is at one tin of beans status. Thanks, man. I wanted to ask, how are you? Are you doing okay after the thing in the spring?
Arturo Megadog is at bunker-born status. I'm doing better, thanks. Getting some help myself. Taking it day by day. I was too much by myself before, but it's helping a lot that now I have a project.